The inclination to put things off comes naturally to many of us, particularly when we have to do homework or mow the lawn or wash the dog. For some, the desire to postpone the routine burdens of life presents its own challenge. Teenager David Barber Callahan believes he has perfected the art of procrastination. He sent this audio essay.
For me, the weekend is a chance to take life at a slower pace, lounge about, watch TV, and play the guitar. It would be perfect, but an annoying question arises each weekend that jars me from my carefree world.
David, do you have any homework left to do?
You see, every Friday after school, I have a brief discussion with my father about when I'm going to attack the mountains of homework that my teachers have thoughtfully assigned me.
Well, I think that ideally, it's good to get your homework done as fast as possible.
On the other hand, I think that Sunday afternoon is a great time to start my homework. I like not to think of the negative aspects of school till the last possible minute. My dad's probably right that it would be better for me not to procrastinate, but I think that I'm old enough to decide when I want to do my homework. Also, I get my work done on time and enjoy my weekends. Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
There's one notorious episode where you had a science project, and lo and behold, this project materializes on a Sunday afternoon.
Okay, so there was this one weekend when I had several hours of homework, but I didn't do my homework when I got home at noon on Thursday.
That was a bit of a shock. I think that it was a bit of a shock even to you to realize that there was so much work to be done at the last minute.
I admit, I could barely manage all the work, but I got an A on the homework, so I went right back to procrastination the next weekend. For NPR News, I'm David Barber Callahan.
When he gets around to it, David Barber Callahan is a commentator with Blunt Radio in Portland, Maine. His story was a co-production with Youth Radio in Berkeley, California.
There is a habit of the human race. It's found in every big and little place. It makes your teachers and your mothers mad. But I don't know if it's good or bad. A kid'll do it when his homework's due. When tax time comes, adults will do it too. Some say they look on it as just a pure inaction, while others can extract pure satisfaction. Procrastination, it had to be a better way for